Dear son, it is terrible. Life is terrible. You know that for yourself. But there is hope. We can leave behind these wretched bodies and return to the light, where there is eternal bliss and peace. Even the other races have some small glimpse of the light. Your people call it the summer land of the goddess. The Aelir call it the jewel fire. Both are deluded. Only the Badradamon truly understand it, for they came from the ancestor, perfect and complete. That light is the presence of the ancestor, where only the chosen may dwell. He gripped Rufrid's hands harder, gave them a little shake. His eyes with their strong brows were overwhelming. Yet there is good news, Rufrid. We can join the chosen. Can we? Look at the obsidian tower, said Araxvahan, full of passion. It is their symbol of hope and renewal, a darkness that must be climbed, endured, in order to reach the light. It's our symbol, too. We look at it every day as we call upon the ancestor to guide us. This is the first stage, to discard the females who chain us to the earth, to divorce ourselves from all earthly pleasures and pains, to become complete unto ourselves, to loosen the spirit from the body so that it is ready to fly into the light. And then what? Rufrid said. His lips were dry, the blood rushing in his ears. As the chosen move across the face of the earth, all other life shall be cast out into the darkness of Nuth, which they deserve. But we, the Order of Calathvan, shall go with our brothers, the Badradamon, into the light. For we lucky few have cast off the vile chains of our birth and become chosen. And so can you, Rufrid. He sat, stunned, staring at that perfect, slender tower pointing up to the light. It seemed to promise everything. Araxvahan's voice was a warm power, promising relief from suffering and eternal peace. It made perfect sense. Something collapsed inside him, and it was as if his soul flew like a blue dove, striving towards the tower. Perfect sense. We want you to be with us, Rufrid, said the power, echoing. Who else has ever wanted you or cared for you? But we care. We want you to share this joy. Stay with us, dear son. Be a warrior in our crusade.